Brendan Bayard joins us now, and the BCKFC had their offshore mania in Navarre, Florida. And Brendan, Eric and I were talking about, you know, the weather conditions there were pretty stiff when that was held. How did it go?
Yeah, Friday was a little too rough, so they held off. It was going to be a two-day event last weekend, but they held off and, you know, didn't have the tournament on Friday, but they did have it on Saturday. It was a little sporty, but I mean, you know, I've been out in rougher weather, and you know, it's just a little bit of break on the shore. But if you kind of learn how to time those waves and punch through them, and once you get past that little break zone, you're pretty good. Once you launch, a couple of guys flipped, but other than that, it wasn't too bad. I think we had about a little under 40 people participate, which is pretty good considering the weather that was, you know, given for that weekend. We had a lot of fish caught, so some pretty good fish. Some really big kingfish were caught out there. So I think a lot of people have a great time, and it's always good to get to do something different like that and go offshore in the kayak.
Yeah, they had a guy with a great first name that swept the category there, huh?
Oh, yeah. We have Donnie McMillan, and he caught like a 22-pound kingfish, caught a really nice snapper black snapper as well.
Mangrove,
and,
yeah, I saw that. Mangrove.
Mangrove. Nice, yeah, so some really good fish caught over there.
He cashed in on about $1,600.
Yeah, not a bad payday considering, you know, only had to beat about 30, 35, 40 people.
Yeah, that's pretty good fishing over there. And unfortunately, here in Louisiana, we don't have that type of blue water fishing or, you know, even green water offshore fishing within a very close, you know, distance here like they do over there. That's great to have that opportunity.
Yeah, the amazing part is you only have to, you know, paddle about 20 minutes and you're in that deep of water over there, you know, maybe a mile. And it's just such a great area to fish because you don't have a lot of boats. The nearest passes are, you know, 20 miles north and 20 miles south of you positioned in Navarre. So it's really quite a little perfect little mecca of offshore kayak fishing for us to have a little area that's not full of boaters.
You mentioned flipping, and Sean was one of the flippers. But, you know, talk about how do you get back in a kayak. And I think I've never flipped, but I haven't spent a lot of time in a kayak because if you do, you're going to flip eventually. Getting back in, I guess it pays off to practice in shallow water to get in and out of a kayak, huh? What is some advice you have if you happen to flip?
Yeah, launching in the surf is kind of just a, you know, if you know the basics of launching in the surf, you really want to walk in front of your kayak. You want to pull the nose of the kayak behind you. You want to let the waves kind of hit you first and wash your kayak back. And you kind of walk as far as you can, and then you just kind of hop in and time that wave and pedal over and almost position your kayak where the drive is in, the paddle is ready. And as soon as you jump in the seat, you're ready to go and point your nose right into your bow, right into that wave. If you've never done it before, you might think, okay, I'm going to push my kayak from the back, and then you get a wave hit you, and then it turns you sideways, and you're catching all your stuff that's getting flooded. And once you learn the basics of how to launch, I think it's pretty easy. But you never know what kind of big waves you're going to get. Sometimes it's a clean break, and sometimes it's a constant little churning of water that's a little bit harder to get out in the break. But you got to make sure you use that paddle sometimes to almost like a dagger board in the back of your kayak to create some resistance so that back of your kayak doesn't sweep around as the wave hits you in the back. It's almost like if you watch those Hawaiian kayaks with the big outrigger on the side, you need something to position the kayak in the back so it holds and it doesn't swing around from that wave.
Good advice. Brendan, got something going on in Canada right now, one of the Hobie Worlds tournaments. Well, how's that going?
Yeah, we have Hobie Worlds 11 going on in Lake St. Clair, which is almost the most southern area of Canada that kind of sweeps down by Detroit. and it's a lake position, but I think in between Lake Huron and Lake Erie. And they're catching a lot of nice big smallmouth bass over there. So today is day two of the tournament. They had some really nice catches yesterday, and I think we had an American in the lead. So I'm excited to see how all the internationals fish out the rest of that series that's up there in Canada right now.
Very good. Brendan, give me your hottest spot along the Gulf Coast right now if someone wants to get out and do some saltwater kayaking. Where would you send them for the best chance of success?
This time of year, I love to go to Grand Isle. You know, depending upon if the surf is flat enough, you know, which today it might certainly be, I would go out there and give it a good go in the morning. And then you have behind the island to fish all those little islands that are behind, like Dutch Island and Beauregard Island. And then over the little islands over by Cigars, you can really get into those if there's a little bit of south wind, which today we don't have. So it's real versatile this time of year, and the fish seem to be all around, you know, that area this time of year. So that's really where I like to concentrate in the middle of summer.
All right. You just answered one of our listener Chris's questions. He was concerned about the fishing and surf fishing in Grand Island. I think you gave him a good report. Brendan, thanks so much for all the info you provide. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care. Right.
Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters for the Paddlers Report / Paddlers. I love those pedal kayaks.